see. طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم حيا الله شيخ إيهاب سعدنا بوجودك والله
أنا
إيهاب سليمان حاضر
حاضر
سجل حاضر أنا أتفائل ببشاشتك والله
الله يسلمك
الله يكرمك ويسعدك الله يجزيك الخير الله يكرمك يا رب اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا عظيما جللا مباركا ملء السماوات والأرض ملء كل شيء بعد اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل التفرق بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم ولا تدع فينا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم آمين بسم الله I'll try today some of the audience asked me why not to give the core point in English first then be free to speak in Arabic because sometimes while doing the opposite I'm missing the English translation because sometimes I do speak more than in Arabic so to make sure not to let the English audience lose anything I'll do my best I'll try to start in English the main concepts then I will speak in Arabic okay so alhamdulillah Can anyone remind me with one of the most and basic things that we have highlighted last time? Sab'a al-Mathani. We talked about the names and the titles of Surat Al-Fatiha. Can you remind me with some of them? Al-Hamd. Al-Waqiyah. Al-Shafiyah. Al-Kafiyah. Sab'a al-Mathani. Okay. طيب what else we said last time جزاكم الله خير it's good it's just to refresh your memory just to keep on the track all of us the mother of yes أم الكتاب yes طيب now apart what kind of main concepts we have highlighted yesterday
مالكي
يوم الدين We talked about the Malik and the Malik and Yawm al-Din. We said about Yawm al-Din means Yawm al-Daynuna. Daynuna means? Al-Muhasab, the accountability. We will be held accountable. We highlighted something has to do with that kind of tranquility, peace of mind, and this kind of hope that nothing will be missed. We connected this, if you remember, with when we start takbirat al-ihram. The word takbira, if someone is listening to me in English, it's when I say Allahu Akbar. Takbirat al-ihram, we say Allahu Akbar, we said something about, okay? It means Allah, the greatest. Allahu Akbar, he's the greatest, okay? Against what? If I am doing bad, I'm the oppressor, I'm reminding myself with that Allah is Al-Akbar, so know your place. Be careful. Hey. ما تسوقش فيها يعني تسحبش لا تتمادى إياك نفسه الشخص المصلي Hey, be careful. Know your place. اعرف مكانك. We talked about this. Then we start Al-Fatiha. What else do you remember that we said about Al-Fatiha last time? Anything else? طيب. Let me read to you now. And by the way, I'm depending heavily in English. I'm using more than one resource, but one of the best resources is the Clear Quran of Dr. Mustafa Khattab. You know it, I think. Dr. Mustafa Khattab, Masjid Ash? Anadol. Masjid Anadol. The translation that he did is amazing. By the way, I'm speaking as a specialist now. Okay. Now, we have a lot of tafsir. One of the best tafsir is tafsir, the clear Quran for Mustafa Khattab. I really recommend it heavily for anyone of you. For you, for your benefit, for anyone who's asking, from Muslims and non-Muslims, please give them a copy. He used a very powerful, simple, understandable language. He did not miss anything, and he presented the new concepts and the classical concept in a very modern new way, keeping the classical, let's say, level of the style of the language of the Quran, and at the same time, it's simple, you can easily understand it, okay? So I will read what this tafsir said about the introduction of Al-Fatiha. We will connect it with everything we said last time, inshallah. Now, they say this Meccan chapter, Meccan opposite to Madani. After I finish this, I will highlight the concept of what is the meaning of and what is the difference between Makki and Madani. This Meccan chapter, which is recited a total of 17 times, do you remember? 17 times, it's the compulsory. We repeat Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the all merciful, the specially merciful. Twice, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Four times multiplied by 17 minimum. 17 times in the five daily prayers serves as the cornerstone of the Quran. It is the pillar, the cornerstone of the Quran. And it is customary to say Ameen or Amen at the end. Which means if you did not say Ameen, still your prayer is valid. يعني إذا لم تقل آمين ليست جزءا من الفاتحة وليست جزءا من القرآن. مسنون لك أن تقول آمين. معنى آمين اللهم استجب. آمين تعني Oh Allah, please respond to my call or to my prayer. Surah Al-Fatiha, it sums up the relation between the Creator and His creation. تلخص العلاقة بين الخالق والمخلوق اللي هي سورة إيش؟ الفاتحة. God's undisputed authority in this world and the hereafter, and humanity's contact dependence on Him for guidance and assistance. تركز، توضح، تناقش العلاقة غير المختلف عليها والتي لا نقاش فيها في حق الله المطلق في هذا الكون وحاجة البشر المستمرة له للهداية. تتذكروا المعاني هذه مرتبطة ب لما شرحنا معاني when we explain the meanings of توحيد الألوهية، توحيد الربوبية، توحيد الأسماء والصفات، all kind of monotheism or the oneness of God. It identifies God as the Lord of the worlds. We did explain this. I.e. everything, the meaning. I.e. it's a Latin abbreviation means, for example, okay? Now, it identifies God as the Lord of the worlds. I.e. everything from animals, plants, humans, and even angels. الهوة العالمين. We did explain. Now, the added value of this English composing, now what he says, the underlying theme يعني the basic topic, the most important thing that is connected wherever you go in Al-Fatiha is, the underlying theme is to acknowledge that he is the only God worthy of worship. What is the core point of Al-Fatiha? No one اللي هو شو حكينا توحيد ليش الألوهية. But please keep it in your mind, let others understand it. توحيد الألوهية لا معبود بحق إلا الله. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. ومعنى العبادة I will keep repeating الانقياد والخضوع التام لله تعالى دون أدنى شرط. The full submission for the will of your Lord without any kind of preconditions in every single aspect of your life. This is the ibadah. Okay? This is the underlying theme of Al-Fatiha. That's why we repeated it minimum 17 times. That's why وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. The core point, the beginning, it's as if Allah is telling us, if you do not read anything with the Quran except the Fatiha, Fatiha is telling you about the most important thing for the reason of your existence, which is worship God. وَقَدْ يَكُونَ مِنْ مَعَانِي الْكَافِيَةِ إِنْ إِلْتَزَمْتَ بِهَا كَفَتْكَ. the adequate, the sufficient, if by any way, for whatever reasons, you just, where it was enough for you to read just the Fatiha, it's enough for you to tell you what you should do and why, and you will be saved. Underlying theme to worship is simply truth. He continues, the underlying theme is to acknowledge that he is the only God worthy of worship, is simply truth which the disbelievers fail to grasp, unfortunately. Now, the beautiful last sentence, he said, all fundamental principles encapsulated in this chapter are spelled out in the rest of the Quran. Wow. This is one of the most beautiful things. Look, I will repeat it. Dr. Mustafa, he says, Jazahullah khairan. All fundamental principles, كل القواعد الأساسية والأساسيات التي في سورة الفاتحة encapsulated, تم إيش؟ ضغطها, اختصارها, ووضعها على شكل كبسولات بكلمات قليلة جدا, سبع آيات تكررها وتثنيها وتثنيها encapsulated, مضغوطة وجاهزة. هذه اللي بتاخذها بخلال ثواني. قال هاي البرنسبل كونسبتس المضغوطه in this chapter they are spelled out in the rest of the Quran. تم ايش؟ نشرها في القران كله. وهذا راح نكتشفه بعد قليل. We will discover for example that for example سوره البقره it has a main theme, the biggest theme of سوره البقره, part of the history of the children of Israel or the people of Israel with Allah as a group of believers in their time and their attitude from their Lord, to take a lesson for us as Muslims. Next, Al-Imran. The most important theme in Al-Imran, the attitude of the people of Israel from Jesus Christ and the concept of Christianity. I'm not saying the only. I'm saying one of the most important things. It tells you what happened. How did it happen? What is the attitude? What was Allah's judgment on this attitude? So that you take a lesson. فهنا عم نحكي من أعظم العبارات الموجودة هنا في التلخيص الإنجليزي, إنه هذه العبارات أو هذه القوانين أو القواعد التي تم ضغطها في سورة الفاتحة ونكررها 17 مرة بالصلاة بالحد الأدنى, وقد نكررها أكثر إذا صلينا السنة, وقد نكررها أكثر إذا قرأناها في أكثر من مناسبة, ثم ضغط فيها معاني مهمة جدا جدا تقوم على أساس أن لا معبود بحق إلا الله, وأن الرب المسيطر الخالق البارئ المعطي المحيي المميت المتحكم العالم العارف في كل شيء في الكون, ولا يستحق أحد مثله العبادة هو الله. هذا هو الكور للفاتحة. هذه المعاني قال منشورة ومفرودة وموزعة في القرآن كله, وهذا ما سنكتشفه مع بعضنا بإذن المولى عز وجل. طيب, next point. Now, today I will start with Surah Al-Baqarah. I have a lot of other things, but I just to make it a little bit simple, because it's good now. We have five sessions, alhamdulillah. We finished five sessions, introductions and Al-Fatiha. Today is the sixth one. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, سورة البقرة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, ألف لام ميم, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. طبعا it will be like a custom, رح تكون عادة وعرف بيننا. Before I start any surah, we will have an idea about the surah. Have an idea about the chapter. One of the good things that you need to know about the Quran, that the Quran, it's like a living being. It has a character or characteristics. القرآن وكأنه كائن حي له شخصية ولها مواصفات. Every chapter we will discover, every chapter has its own character. كل سورة لها شخصيتها ولها رسالتها ولها مذاقها ولها رسالتها. شيء عجيب جدا. وهناك ارتباط بين السور. هناك شيء يسمى الوحدة الموضوعية. the thematic unity. In addition to, there is like a main character for the Quran. Each chapter has its own character. Then there is some kind of amazing relation between the chapters, the order of the chapters. Why Al-Baqarah, then Al-Imran, then An-Nisa, then for example, why? What is the relation between the end of each surah and the beginning of each surah? Amazing. It's a science by its own. علم الخاص علاقة بين نهاية كل سورة وبداية كل سورة. There is a special science called علم الفاصلة القرآنية. من سمع بهذا العلم؟ علم الفاصلة القرآنية وما معناها؟ Who heard this term؟ علم الفاصلة، ما معنى الفاصلة القرآنية؟ هل سمع بها أحد؟ لا. طيب، علم الفاصلة القرآنية هو العلم الذي يدرس طبائع نهايات الآيات القرآنية في السورة. اسمه علم الفاصلة. يعني ما الطريقة التي قرر الله أن يفصل كل آية عما تليها؟ ماذا كانت الخاتمة؟ يعلمون أولي الألباب، عالمين، عارفين. لماذا انتهت بهذه لم تنتهي بغيرها؟ وما العلاقة حينما ما وضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى؟ لماذا كانت هكذا؟ لماذا عبر بهذا العبر؟ إذا كانت النهاية اسم، إذا كانت فعل، إذا كانت حرف، إذا كانت ممدودة، إذا كانت مقصورة، كانت ضميرا، كانت لماذا؟ هذا علم قائم بذاته من علوم القرآن، اسمه علم الفاصلة القرآنية. في علم المناسبات، مناسبة، it's the science of مناسبة. There's no translation for this. Now, the meaning of الفاصلة, this is special terminology, means the science of what is the uniqueness or what is the divine message behind the fact that this surah, in each verse, the end of the verse is such and such. هذا اسمه علم الفاصلة القرآنية. علم المناسبات، ما مناسبة الآية للآية، وما مناسبة الفقرة للفقرة، وما مناسبة السورة للسورة. What is the relation, the amazing relation? Why Allah decided to mention this topic before this topic? طب why this topic is injected between these two topics? What's the message? Are you with me? Allah, for example, Surah At-Talaq. Talk about the talaq. There is something about, let's say, about At-Taqwa. ما علاقة التقوى بالطلاق؟ Why the concept of taqwa? طب for example, Surah Al-Ma'idah. What is the relation between Al-Ma'idah, which is the table, which refers to what is known in the Christian terminology as the Al-Asha' Al-Akhir, اللي هو إيش؟ Final? Last Supper. اللي هو something has to do, has a big deal in Christianity, which is mentioned at the end of Surah المائدة. طب the beginning of سورة المائدة، يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود وحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام. What is the relation between contracts, slaughtering animals and the last supper of Christians? Why they are mentioned together? By the way, when you read about the relation by Allah, you will be shocked. لا إله إلا الله. Amazing. This is part of إعجاز القرآن. I'm not going to mention everything now. I'm just making like teasers now. You see? Hi, appetites. Just to stay with us till the end, inshallah. That's why I'm giving you the justification. I'm بعطي التسويق لأهمية أن نتحدث عن تعريف عام بكل سورة قبل أن نبتدأ بما يسمى التفسير التحليلي. The importance of knowing the character of the surah, the nature of the surah, before we start the analytical exegesis or the tafsir at-tahlili. Okay? One of the beautiful things to know about Surah Al-Baqarah, أطول سورة في القرآن. This is the longest chapter in the Quran, 286 verses. It's about, if I'm not mistaken, I think 52 or 62 pages. 62, I think. 3 juzu and something, 49. Okay, so about 50 pages, the longest and the biggest surah in the Quran. وهي من السور المدنية التي نزلت في المدينة ومن السور التي تعنى بجانب التشريع. One of the characteristics that it was revealed at Al Medina after the Hijra, and part of its characteristics, it's full of legislations, مليئة بالتشريعات الأحكام. كذا جائز, كذا ممنوع, كذا مستحب, كذا مكروه. You know, a lot of legislations about what is highly recommended, what is compulsory or an obligation, what is not recommended or what is haram, which is prohibited, and etc. It's full of legislations or تشريعات. Now, once this the concept of Madani and Makki is mentioned, let's highlight it. Many Muslims, they think when the word Madani and Makki mentioned, they think that Makki is what has been revealed in Mecca and Madani is what was revealed in Medina, which is not true. Now, Al-Makki ma nazala qabla al-hijra, regardless of the location. Madani ma nazala ba'da al-hijra, regardless of the location, which means anything in the first 13 years before the immigration, it's called what? Makki. It might, you know, happen something outside Mecca, where, but it's Makki because it's before Hijra. After Hijra, for example, after Hijra, when they conquered Mecca, Fatih Mecca, Makki or Madani?
Madani.
طب it was revealed in إن فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا. It happened when? الحديبية. مكي ولا مدني؟ مدني. After هجرة. So the criteria when you listen to the concept مكية مدنية, مكية مدنية, مكي before هجرة, مدني after هجرة. Okay. Now another thing. قال اشتملت سورة البقرة على معظم الأحكام التشريعية في العقائد والعبادات كالصوم والصلاة والزكاة والحج والمعاملات والأخلاق وفي أمور الزواج والطلاق وغيرها من الأحكام الشرعية. So it contains part of its speciality that it covered a lot of legislation such as legislation in faith. What is haram to think, what is your faith, etc. Ibadat, worships, like fasting, prayer, zakah, almsgiving, donations, hajj, pilgrimage, muamalat, financial transactions, akhlaq, ethics, and marriage and divorce. Nearly it covered most of the aspects of our life. وغيرها من الأحكام الشرعية. وتحدثت سورة البقرة عن بدء الخليقة في قصة آدم وعن بني إسرائيل. ها لاحظ. Now one of the specifics, the first time Adam عليه السلام and the story of the beginning of the creation, the human beings, is mentioned in سورة البقرة. So why, what's the, now we will start up, what is the relation between the big emphasis on the children of Israel and the story of Adam? We will discover this while we are on the process of this great surah. From the Fadl Surah Al-Baqarah, from the merits of Surah Al-Baqarah, that encourages you basically how to look at this surah. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in hadith رواه الإمام مسلم, حديث صحيح في إمام مسلم والترمذي وأبو داود. He says لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر. Don't let your homes be like graves. إن الشيطان ينفر من البيت الذي تقرأ فيه سورة البقرة. Indeed the Satan is does escape, he can't stay in the house where chapter Al-Baqarah is recited. Now, so one of the good, beautiful habits, either to read it or to be read by different members of the house, or at least put it on, you listen to it. You can listen to the radio, through the TV. You know, we have a lot of Quran recitation on satellite channels, which is one of the great surah to be read at the house, Surah Al-Baqarah. This is from the merits, Fada'il Surah Al-Baqarah. In another hadith narrated by Imam Muslim as well, sahih, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says اقرأوا سورة البقرة فإن read the chapter Baqarah فإن أخذها بركة. When you take it, when you deal with it, it's blessings. توفيق من الله سبحانه وتعالى. It contains blessings. وتركها حسرة. When you ignore it, basically you will regret. قال ولا يستطيعها البطلة. من هم البطلة؟ السحرة. نعم. جزاك الله خير. مين حكى؟ البطلة هم السحرة. أي the magicians. And we will talk. And by the way, one of the main topics of سورة البقرة أيضا. يعلمون الناس السحرة. وما أنزل على الملكين لا وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون وإلى آخره. This is one of the topics in سورة البقرة. قال ولا يستطيعها البطلة, which means the magicians using their ways to try to harm the people, they can't defeat the one who's reading سورة البقرة. It's one of the shields, spiritual blessings by Allah. طبعا once I say, some people, if they are highly influenced with what we call the materialistic world, يعني he does not or she does not accept, but what you say, applied science, practical science. يعني شو recitation of سورة البقرة وصحراء وكلام فاضي يا شيخ. Wallahi, is there anyone who's holding a stick in your face to believe in this? If you don't want to believe it, just leave it. If you believe, I'm just telling you what Allah who created you is telling you. If you don't want it, this is not for you. I'm telling some off because, I mean, the people who are listening to us, there are thousands. At least on my page, there's 1,200,000 from 45 countries on earth. Some of them, they are listening now. And I know, I have on my page at least 20,000 atheists. And maybe tens of thousands of tough secularists. I know they don't love me, but they are on my page. Okay. They are waiting just to say, you know, just to keep attack, you know, amazingly. Because I see them when I say something they don't like. They come out of nowhere. Thousands. Yeah, I mean, so I'm telling those people, may Allah guide them. Nasallahu alayhum al-hidayah. They make fun of these things sometimes. Okay, ya Sheikh, batala sahara. عديها بقى يا شيخ يلا شيخ ضيع وقتك مساكين تضحك بيقولوا لي ها 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 شيخ بتضحك على القاعدين في المسجد. No, I'm not laughing at them. No, I'm just telling them what their Lord is telling them. I'm just conveying the message. If you don't believe, may Allah guide you. But it's your problem, not mine. I'm happy with my faith. I believe in this. And I'm happy that I'm a reason to educate my brothers and sisters. And my brothers and sisters, they are happy to know what their Lord is telling them. If someone does not accept this, well, I feel I have sympathy for you because you don't know what kind of beauty that we are enjoying. Do you agree with me? Wallahi. They are losers. May Allah guide them. But because I received a lot of these things in my life, those people who make fun. طيب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. طيب. Let's come now to the beautiful Alif Lam Mim. I beg your pardon now. Sometimes I might need to be a little bit, you know, a little bit. This is a British. You know British? Okay? This is a little bit difficult. Or a little bit accurate. Or a little bit academic. I need some kind of focus to grasp it. But once you understood it very well, you will feel very happy because this will open for you another gates of understanding. فكنت عم بقول في بعض المعاني بوقف عندها فيها بعض المعاني شوي دسمة تعذروني شوي ثقيلة أكاديميا لكن ما بينفعش تتبسط أكثر من هيك. Now we have ألف لام ميم. What is the meaning? To sum up many opinions, one of the very famous opinions, واحدة من الآراء الشهيرة جدا تقرأها بعد كتب التفاسير, الله أعلم بمراده. كثير تقرأها. الله أعلم بمراده means literally Allah is only the one who knows what's the meaning. Now, some Mufassirin, they accepted this thing. When you do a heavy research, you have not to accept this opinion. You must not accept it. Allahu A'lam bi-muradih indicates, includes the following thing, which means Allah revealed the book for us, and it is supposed to contain hidayah, and it was revealed to guide us what to do and what not to do, and to tell us what, when, why, how. Yet it contains some certain words have no meaning, very ambiguous, very serious, very majestic, or something like that. So we don't know what they are, but they are there. This is the consequence of accepting Allahu A'lam bi muradih. يعني قبول تفسير عبارة الله أعلم بمراده لفكرة ألف لام ميم كأنك بتقول رب سبحانه وتعالى اللي بعث الكتاب هداية وإرشاد وتوجيه وحل المشاكل اسمه هداية، هداية للناس بشيرة ونذيرة وإلى آخره، فيه بعض الأمور السرية بس بتكررها باللفظ لكن الله أعلم مراده. لما طبعا رب سبحانه وتعالى يقول في القرآن الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Be careful. ربنا كلامه كله حسن، فيش حسن وأحسن. أحسنه إيش؟ فهما. Be careful. Those Allah is praising the believers when they listen to the Quran, by He is praising them by saying they are the best people who are listening to the Quran and they are following the best understanding of the verse. لأنه كلام الله كله حسن، ما في تفضيل بين كله خير وكله عظمة. ف sometimes we have understanding, we have better understanding, we have weak understanding. طب what is the better understanding? I started with you with the weak understanding because I want to delete it. هذا منهج يسمى عند بعض العارفين منهج التخلية قبل التحلية. Have you heard this expression? Some Sufi orders they use it. They say تخليه من الإخلاء. It is first step of evacuation before putting the sweet drinks. Which means if you have a cup contains some kind of remaining orange juice 1 week ago, you can't reuse the cup before cleansing the remainings. تخليه. Yeah, and you want to do something good, you want to drink a nice fresh fruit, but you have to do what first? Clean. Clean the things that you don't want, then put the full fresh عصير. شو معناته راحت مني؟ جوس. لا اله الا الله، كل الحكي بنحكي راح مني كلمة عصير. To put the fresh juice, this is called تخلية قبل التحليه. So what I'm doing now, I'm applying this methodology. I'm doing تخليه قبل التحليه. I want to give you the sweet of the explanation, but I wanted to remove the weak explanation. So remove it now. Let's listen to the very beautiful explanation. Now, what is it? قال حروف مقطعة ينطق كل حرف بمفرده أي باسم ألف لام ميم ذكرت بيانا لإعجاز القرآن الكريم وأن الخلق عاجزون عن الاتيان بمثله. It is a sign of challenge. What is the message? It's as if Allah is telling Arabs, hey Arabs, look, you are genius in language. In rhetorical, stylish way, you are the best of the best on earth in your language. And you are proud of being such people. I will give you a text. It was completely composed from your language. And every single letter of this Quran is derived and taken from the language that you use on daily basis. And you are mastering the skills of this language as the top of the top. This simple alif lam mim, alif lam mim sad, alif lam ra kaf haya. Hey, this is the alphabets of your language. I'm not bringing to you anything from March or anything from Syriac or Aramaic. It's your language. Okay? Show me if you can make like it. Tfaddal. It's a matter like Safa at the beginning for the arrogant people. تحدي. You got my point? تحدي لكل متكبر من العرب الذي يدرك المعنى. تفضل يلا جيب مثله. هذه لغتك. But this is the beauty of this meaning. It's a challenge. فهي تحدي وإظهار لعظم إعجاز القرآن. يا أيها العرب. يا من امتهنتم اللغة حتى أصبحتم أسيادا فيها. يا من تمتلكون ناصية اللغة وتلعبون بها لا تفتخرون بشيء في حياتكم كما تفتخرون باللغة. المعلقات السبع, معلقة امرؤ بالقيس, ومعلقة كذا. كيف يفتخرون باللغة؟ هم أسياد اللغة في العالم. مش unbelievable لما تقرأ اللغة بسحر عجيب يدركونها. تفضل, هاي من بضاعتك وصنعتك وشغلك ولا أنت تفتخر فيه. لم أتيك بشيء أنت ضعيف فيه, ولا لما كان للتحدي معنى. تخيل لو أنا تحديت, تخيلوا من منكم يتحدث اللغة الصينية الآن؟ Is there anyone who speaks Chinese here in this room, in this masjid? Imagine that I speak Chinese. Okay, I don't speak Chinese, but imagine that I'm able to speak Chinese and I'm mastering Chinese. Is it logical to challenge you to speak like me? You don't know. How can I challenge you? Imagine that I come to you, I tell you chang ching chung ham sing, and say, okay, reply the konzalam. تفضل. Shoot reply. أنت مش فاهم علي. How to reply? I got it's illogical to do this with you, but imagine that all of you, I'm telling you about إعجاز القرآن now, part of إعجاز القرآن. Imagine that all of you in this masjid, you have master's degree, PhD in English literature. And all of you were born in Canada and in the States. And all of you master the skills of the language and the literature. And Shakespeare, for all of you, is just a peanut as part of your knowledge. You know? And I, just a simple, humble Arab who has just come to Canada 1 year ago. And I'm just dealing English language just 5 years ago. And I'm hardly, 5 years ago I was saying, every time even I can't even pronounce, I say pronounce. Instead of pronounce, I say 5 pounds. I say Pepsi, project. Imagine, you were laughing at me 5 years ago. And I come and I challenged all of you to be able to speak English like me. Wow. This is called what? إعجاز. This is your language, your specialty. You are mastering this. And I'm supposed to be nothing compared with you. When I speak with a language, none of you can do like it. عندها. Really, it is. إعجاز. It's a challenge. This is the concept of إعجاز القرآن in Arabic language. Okay? Now, ألف لام ميم is from تسمى الحروف المقطعة. الحروف المقطعة, which is this kind of letters that are read separately. When we say, we don't read كه يعص. We say كاف, ها, يا, عين, صاد. Okay, we don't say ألم ألر. We say ألف لام را. ألف لام ميم. We write it connected, but we pronounce it separated. The main message is a challenge for everyone on top are Arabs with إعجاز القرآن الكريم. Clear? The second concept, which I will stop with it, I want just to keep the promise of the 35 minutes. This is something, if you understood it, you will feel happy as well, because it will help you later. I'm replying to the first opinion, the weak one. اللي هو الله أعلم بمراده. Which means, is it possible that there is something in the Quran does not have a meaning? هل من الممكن أن يكون هناك كلام في القرآن لا معنى له؟ لا يجوز. يجوز. لكن هناك في القرآن ما لا معنى له, ولكن لا يوجد في القرآن ما لا وظيفة له. انتبه. إيش معنى ألف لام ميم؟ لا معنى لها, لكن لها وظيفة, التحدي وصفع المتكبر. بمعنى انا عم نطلب مطالبه اني اقول لك ايش معنى الف. الف معناها بلا 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 بلا. الف معناها ساتش. نو 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 نو. مين معناها؟ ما عنديش مشكله. انا لست ضعيفا اذا قلت لك انه الف لا معنى لها هنا. لكني انا بقول لك الف لام ميم لها ايش؟ وظيفه. فنتعلم الان شيء، مش بالضروره كل شيء يكون له معنى، لكن ديفينتلي كل شيء له وظيفه. ناو ذا كونسبت، Is there a possibility that there is something in the Quran that has no meaning? Yes. الحروف المقطعة from those. No meaning. That means there is no meaning for alif just alone. What's the meaning of alif? Just meme. What's the meaning of meme? There is no direct meaning. But it has what?
Function.
It has a function. Yes. There is a function that this letter fulfills to a D. It is the challenge. Okay? So once it has a function, the mission is accomplished. Not necessarily to have a meaning. Clear? طيب. By here I will stop inshallah. Tomorrow, yes.
Just a question. Why is there man? What's the reason of the man? Ish alif lam mim.
To be honest with you, yani, I don't know. But at least. His question, Allah يكرمك, ليش هذا المد ستة وخمسة وأربعة؟ At least what I can say to the best of my knowledge that it is something, it contains by the way some secrets, definitely. And maybe someone like Sheikh Abdul Aziz is more capable to explain this, not me. But the point that we take it بالرواية. This is how Allah told to Jibreel عليه السلام, how Jibreel taught Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is a reason. طبعا when we go to the phonetics والصوت العلاقة بالأصوات والمدود, there is a message behind it. I can tell you for example, ولا الضالين. The music of it, they call it الموسيقى القرآنية. Some people they don't like this. ماشي. الصوت, الأثر, المد, التفخيم, الترقيق. All of them they have functions. I'm not expert in this, but it has. But I don't know it now. Okay? تمام. Tomorrow inshallah, if Allah يعني decided to stay us alive, we will continue with ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Just a quick reminder, after tomorrow, Thursday, it happens that there is a subhanAllah clash. There is a youth session, special youth session. I speak in this session once a month. My turn of this month is after tomorrow. And we start exactly at the time of this session. So the youth session, one of the two possibilities. It's either I will be given youth session inside, I can't be here, or if I made to arrange with the organizers to let all the youth come here, and all of us, inshallah, you listen to what I will be telling the youth, but not necessarily the درس التفسير. Okay? It's either or. وجزاكم الله خير. See you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.